Hi, I'm Alison. Welcome to Dream Chasers Adventures in Happiness, where my band of superhero guests and I share with you tales of daring do, life-changing journeys towards living our best lives. If you're after an injection of inspiration and ideas to live the life that you want and deserve, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Hi there, and welcome to the show where we serve up conversation, concepts, and belief that it is entirely possible to create what you crave. If there's something stopping you from pursuing happiness, whatever that looks like to you from a career or lifestyle point of view, the stories and insights covered here are designed to help. Now today, I am diving into the subject of rest. And it's a really interesting one because I'm not just talking about sleep here. Oh no. In fact, there are seven different types of rest that we all need to feel fully alive and completely ourselves. And I want to get into this subject because so many people that I work with and know personally are really struggling with fatigue. And so whether it's a sort of general malaise, a persistent level of tiredness that just won't leave, or full-on burnout, it can make it really hard to figure out what happiness looks like and what you want from your work and lifestyle if you're just feeling really exhausted. So in this episode, I'm going to get into the ins and outs of rest, covering the seven different types to help you think about what potentially you might need more of and the kind of actions that you can take to top it up. Because then you're in the very best position to identify what makes you happy and then go after it. Ready? Let's dive in. So first off, let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried to fix an ongoing lack of energy by getting more sleep, only to do so and still feel exhausted? So if that's you, if the answer is yes, here's the reason. Sleep and rest are not necessarily the same thing, although many of us associate and confuse the two. It's sort of easy to think we've rested because we've gotten enough sleep, but in reality, we might be missing out on other types of rest that make all the difference to how we feel. So this is where the seven different types of rest come in. Now, this isn't something I've personally made up. It's actually based on research by a woman called Dr. Saundra Dalton-Smith. Now, Dalton-Smith is a physician and researcher, and she's actually suffered from severe burnout herself. As part of her recovery process from that, she set about trying to understand her fatigue and how to fully heal from it. And the result was her theory of rest, which she then wrote about in her book, Sacred Rest: Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, and Restore Your Sanity. Now, the upshot of her research is that rest should equal restoration in seven key areas of our life. So let's get into what they are so that you can judge for yourself where you personally might need a boost. Now, the first type of rest that we all need is physical rest, right? And this can be passive or active. So passive rest is obviously includes sleeping and napping. So if you are physically sleep deprived, it's worth thinking about your day and nighttime routines. You know, is there anything that you can change to create space for napping if that works for you? Or can you go to bed an hour earlier on a regular basis? But physical rest also includes active restorative activities. And this could be anything like yoga or Pilates. It might involve stretching or massage therapy, because both of those really help the body kind of improve circulation and flexibility. It could also mean making sure that the ergonomics of your workstation aren't harmful to your physical body as you're working at your desk. Now, for me, this one, personally, I do three things. Number one, I'm absolutely a morning person because that's when I do my best thinking and I'm at my best work. So it means that I deliberately have a routine where I go to bed at around 9 o'clock every night to ensure that I have 7 or 8 hours of sleep. Number two, I'm in my local swimming pool at around 6:30 every morning. Well, about three times a week, in truth. And I do it because it's a kind of peaceful, stretching sort of exercise for me that I really enjoy. And number three, I do something that my friends hilariously call my bedroom gymnastics, which is not as saucy or as exciting as it sounds. It's actually an online natural movement class that has me rolling around on the floor and building strength and flexibility through fun, childlike movements. So that's what physical rest looks like to me, but what about you? You know, what kind of active restorative activities feel good to you? You know, our physical bodies will often tell us, you know, what feels good and what doesn't. You know, so does your body really want more stretching or something that aids circulation or flexibility? You know, what might feel fun to add in or swap out for something else? So that's physical rest. The second type of rest is mental rest. Now, this involves boundaries or activities that help you slow down and quiet your mind and reduce the busy brain that we all have so that you can sleep at night without your mind racing and you can concentrate properly and recall information without that unnecessary brain fog. Now, in a work context, this might involve scheduling short breaks every couple of hours. It could be as simple as putting an alarm in your phone and taking a couple of minutes to move away from your desk and stretch and breathe for a moment. It just helps remind you to slow down. Or it might involve holding boundaries around your lunch break, you know, something I used to be spectacularly bad at, so that you actually take it each day and make yourself unavailable for meetings and phone calls during that time. If you find it easy to take your work home with you, it might help to keep a notepad by your bed to jot down any nagging thoughts that might potentially keep you awake. Or you might practice something called open focus, which is a relaxed form of attention rather than a tense, narrow survival mode form of attention that I think most of us find ourselves in very easily. One example of this is to focus on an object in a room, so say a lamp, and really put all of your attention on that lamp for a moment. And then after a short kind of 30 seconds, without moving your head, sort of broaden your awareness out to your peripheral vision so that you take in everything in the room. So as far as your eyes can see without moving them. And then after a period of time, you know, imagine what you can see as far up and as far down and as far left and as far right as possible. And then go back to the narrow focus. So go back to just simply looking at the lamp itself. Now, research has shown that actually moving in and out of open and narrow focus is really good for us. And it helps switch off the fight or flight mode in our brains and kind of calm us down. So might be worth giving it a go. Now, for me, outside of the things I've just described, there are certain downtime activities that literally switch off my own busy brain and bring utter peace to my mind. One of them is doing puzzles. I actually did a puzzle this weekend with my sister and we had a real laugh about it. Another is walking in nature, you know, really early in the morning. So whether I'm climbing a mountain or walking a beach or pottering in the woods, the sights and sounds and smells really bring me into the present moment and help me drop out of my thinking mind. So when it comes to mental rest, what works for you? You know, if your mind is always racing and pacing, what boundaries or activities could you play with to give yourself a mental rest? Now, the third type of rest that we all need is sensory rest. Right, so this is all about reducing sensory inputs around you when needed. You know, and we're all bombarded today at work and in our personal lives with sensory stimuli, and it can cause our senses to feel overwhelmed and exhausted. Now, this can be countered by simple things like dimming the bright lights on your computer or phone, or switching off the notifications on your phone so it's not constantly pinging at you. But you could also, you might create boundaries for your work office so that your colleagues or kids aren't constantly coming in and out when you're trying to get something done. It might involve removing the smell of strong fragrances that feel overwhelming, or even doing something as simple as closing your eyes for a minute in the middle of the day. It sounds daft, but it could just give you a momentary and much needed reprieve. Now, there's also the big one, right? So that's intentionally unplugging from electronics at the end of every day. And I appreciate this can be really hard to do, but it can make an enormous difference to how you feel. With this one, for me, I avoid strong smells wherever I can. I switch off WhatsApp notifications on active groups so that I only pick up messages when I'm ready. And I try really hard to put my phone down and leave it when I get into bed. Although, hands up, I'm not always successful here. Now, the fourth type of rest is creative rest. Now, this is the rest that you experience when you really allow yourself to experience beauty in any form, whether it's the natural beauty in nature or things like art or music or dance. You know, these things refill your creative energy and reboot your ability to problem solve. Creative rest really awakens the wonder and awe inside all of us. So, how often do you allow yourself to take in the beauty of the outdoors? You know, even if it's just at your local park or in your back garden. You know, how much time do you spend indulging in or immersing yourself in creative pursuits that light you up? You know, you could even turn your workspace into a place of inspiration and play by putting up images of places you love or works of art that speak to you or by playing music that lifts you up. Now, on this one, nature is a big one for me, and so I get out in it as much as I can. But I also look for interesting classes and things to go to. Now, recently, one of my friends recommended an interactive art exhibition called Frameless that I went to with another friend, and it was brilliant. You know, I also personally love musical theatre, love me a musical, and the beauty of the music and the talent of those performing really makes me well up a lot of the time. So, you know, I've been to 3 shows in the last 3 months. Now, last year, I also signed up to an aerial class that had me learning circus performing techniques on a suspended hoop and trapeze. And that really made me feel creative. So, what might awaken your own sense of awe and wonder and revive your creative energy? You know, what could you make time for or book in that would feel super exciting? Now, the fifth type of rest is emotional rest. Now, this one refers to the type of rest that you experience when you feel you can be the real and authentic in how you share your feelings. It's about having and giving yourself the opportunity to be true to yourself, to express your emotions and heal. You know? And it could also involve cutting back on people pleasing. Now, emotional rest obviously requires the courage to be authentic, which isn't always the easiest thing. You know, an emotionally rested person can answer the question, "How are you?" with a truthful, "I'm not okay," and then go on to share some hard things that might otherwise go unsaid. Similarly, an emotionally rested person can also say a truthful no when someone asks them a favor if they don't want to do it, or if someone invites them to something that they don't want to go to. Now, this is undoubtedly one of the toughest types of rest to achieve for many people. You know, and if you're nodding along to this, really the easiest place to start is by buying yourself time. So when you get a request that in your heart and gut is, you know, you want to say no to, rather than immediately responding with a reluctant yes, just say something like, "Let me check my diary and get back to you," or "Let me see what I've got on." That way, you create some space to work out the best way to say you can't or you don't want to do that thing. I've got a whole lot better about this, you know, with a whole ton of practice. And what I've realized is that no one minds if you say something isn't for you or you haven't got the bandwidth for something. You know, I think we imagine in our heads that people will be upset or personally offended by our polite no thanks or no, but almost all of the time, they just aren't. It's just not that big a deal. And when this starts to become apparent, it becomes so much easier to hold your own boundaries and simply be true to yourself. So just something to think about. Now, the sixth type of rest is social rest. This one is all about being around life-giving people who don't pull away from your social energy or need things from you. It's about spending time with people where you just enjoy one another's company and there's an equal amount of give and take. It's all about avoiding the energy vampires, and I think we've probably all got some experience of those. If we're honest with ourselves, we can all differentiate between those relationships that revive us and the ones that exhaust us. So Have a think about who you're spending your time with, both professionally and personally. You know, are you surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people who you could consciously up the percentage of, you know, can you consciously up the percentage of those people in your life? Yeah, I personally, I did a huge cull years and years ago when I realized I was spending the majority of my time with people where there wasn't an equal balance of give and take. You know, I distinctly remember this one night where it was one night of many. I'd gone to meet somebody for a drink after work and spent the whole evening with them. And as I was walking home, it suddenly dawned on me that I'd spent the entire evening talking to them about them, making them feel better, lifting them up. And they hadn't asked me one question about me. You know, there had been nothing about how I was or what I'd been up to. And so there was a complete imbalance. And that realization made me stop and genuinely cut out a whole ton of people that there was no give and take with. Now, the seventh type of rest is spiritual rest. This one talks to the ability to connect beyond the physical and mental and feel a deep sense of belonging and of love and acceptance and purpose. You know, it can link to religious faith for some, but it absolutely doesn't have to. You know, so whether your belief system or not, spiritual rest can be achieved through things like meditation or community or club involvement, or by doing things that benefit someone else in some way. You know, whether that's officially volunteering or just helping a neighbor or a friend or a family member with something, or by doing work that feels meaningful and purposeful to you, whatever that might be. Now, spiritual rest ultimately comes from feeling that your work and or what you do personally matters in some way. Now, for me, I have a very strong and pretty alternative belief system that gives me a deep sense of peace and purpose. And my work now speaks to my heart and provides a real sense of meaning. You know, plus, I'm in various communities, including my very close-knit family, my neighbours, my swimming tribe. And that provides an incredible sense of belonging, especially for me in the last year, having lost my husband. So if you feel that your spiritual rest could be stronger, have a think about what gives you a sense of love and acceptance and belonging and purpose, you know, and explore options for boosting your quota of those things, you know, be they people, activities, or your belief system. So there you have it, the seven types of rest. Now, if you're feeling depleted and you want to pinpoint your own rest deficits, there's a really easy way to do this. So Dr. Saundra Dalton-Smith has a free rest quiz based off her research that will tell you which areas you need to top up. Now, I've included a link to the quiz in the show notes, so have a go at it and see what you learn. You know, and I've also included a link to her Sacred Rest book. So that's it for this episode. I really hope it's got you thinking about your own rest quota and how you might increase energy in feel-good ways. And if you know anyone who is suffering from fatigue of any kind who might benefit from listening to this episode, please do share it. And until next time, just know that I believe in you and your ability to enhance your own energy to live your fullest and most happy life. So go do your thing. Thank you for listening today. I hope our time together has got you thinking about your own adventure in happiness. So please do get in touch. I'd love to hear more about your story. And why not join our Dream Chasers Unite community? There is nothing better than an adventure shared. Until next time, be brave and go create what you crave.